In this bulletin, concerns for Australians affected by Emirates flights cancellations, a dangerous driving incident in Melbourne's Bourke Street Mall, and in sport, world number one tennis star Ashley Barty returns to competitive tennis. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australians stranded in Europe are facing yet another hurdle to return home after the United Kingdom banned incoming passenger flights from the United Arab Emirates. The Australian consulate in London says it's working with Emirates and Etihad to understand the impact on outbound travel from the UK. United Arab Emirates carrier Etihad and Emirates are among the few airlines still flying to Australia due to caps on returning overseas arrivals and an almost year-long international travel ban. Labor Senator Penny Wong says she has concerns the new flight ban will affect many of the 37,000 Australians stranded overseas. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has called on the federal government to take greater responsibility for international quarantine. In a statement posted on Twitter, Ms. Palaszczuk says federal funding is essential to ensure more infectious overseas variants do not escape into the community. She says the state's hotel quarantine has been effective so far, but it's time for a nationally consistent international quarantine plan.
We are not out of the woods. We do not know how long this global pandemic will continue, and we are seeing alarming rates overseas. And we will continue to be vigilant, we will continue to monitor what is happening overseas. And that is why we need the best defence, and of course that is our hotel quarantine.
Meanwhile, the ACT has followed Queensland and South Australia in announcing it will be opening their borders to those in Sydney. And there are fresh concerns about Australia's vaccine rollout after Germany warned against giving the AstraZeneca vaccine to people aged over 65. Germany's vaccine committee says there's not enough trial data available to support approving the vaccine for this age group, but British regulators insist the drug is safe. Australian authorities are still assessing the data before approving the AstraZeneca vaccine, but an order is in place for more than 50 million doses of the vaccine to be produced by the CSL lab in Melbourne. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says Australians can have confidence in the work of the country's medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration.
I would wait to see some further evidence come out of Germany, but the most important point I'd make, we will not make a decision that is going to put the health of Australians at risk. People at the moment need reassurance. The government's providing that reassurance. We're doing it on the best available advice, the best advice in the world from Australian scientists and doctors in the TGA process, and I think people should be reassured by that.
Victoria Police have called on the driver and passenger who escaped from police pursuit in Melbourne's Bourke Street to turn themselves in. Pedestrians who witnessed the erratic driving called police fearing a repeat of the deadly Bourke Street Mall rampage in 2017. The driver and passenger in a green Mitsubishi Lancer ignored police directives to pull over, managing to escape by driving at high speed along Swanston Street and Bourke Street. Assistant Commissioner Luke Cornelius says officers had initial suspicions that it might be a hostile attack, but that did not turn out to be the case. In other news, a global survey has found the gender pay gap and domestic violence against women remains a significant problem, exacerbated by the pandemic. The findings come in a survey of 17,000 people from 17 countries by New York-based women's rights advocacy group Women Deliver and Paris-based research organisation Focus 2030. Executive Director for UN Women, Fumzile Meralambonguka, says the findings show there's strong public support worldwide for action on gender equality.
The findings of this report show that people around the world recognize that gender equality is an issue of our time, and that it is an issue that has been made more urgent by COVID-19. The fact that 61% of the people want their governments to increase their funding to gender equality using the taxpayers' resources must also be listened by government.
In sport world number one, Ash Barty is offering no guarantees about returning to tennis beyond the Australian summer. While Barty hopes Friday night's comeback match in Adelaide marks the start of a long season ahead, she's yet to commit to a concrete schedule beyond the Australian Open starting on February the 8th. Barty hasn't played since last February, deciding not to leave Australia during the COVID-19 pandemic. The 24-year-old sat out the US Open in September and even opted against defending her French Open crown 3 weeks later in Paris. Barty will face number two Simona Halep in an exhibition match tonight. Let's see what the weather's doing for you today around the country. In Perth, a fine sunny day, 34 degrees. A couple of showers about in Adelaide, 27 for you. Rain in Melbourne, 23 degrees. Much the same for Hobart, where it's 22. Heavy falls with showers in Canberra, 19. And showers continue in other parts of the country, including Wollongong, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Much the same for Newcastle. In Brisbane, a couple of showers as well, 29 degrees. Similar conditions, 30 degrees for Cairns. And a possible storm rain as well for Darwin, where it's 31 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. And if you'd like more analysis and also special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.